Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believers in having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. All right, everyone, welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we focus on retirement only and, specifically, holistic retirement planning. And I think that's a competency, I know it's a competency, that very few firms have developed. And I actually think you hear that word a lot, holistic retirement planning. And it's kind of a buzzword, not going to shy away from that. And people claim, yeah, we're holistic, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you what holistic retirement planning for us means, and it's encapsulated in the word RETIRE as an acronym, where R is retirement, E, estate planning, T is taxes or tax planning, I, income planning, R is risk management, and when all of those are addressed properly or holistically, we get to E, enjoyment throughout retirement. I think you'll notice here on Wealth Map Radio, we talk a lot about keeping the golden years golden and stopping them from turning blue. And, just so many times we find the deficiencies in people's retirement outlook or planning have to do with not having a holistic approach by them or their advisors. And we're pretty well known for something that is called a Compass Report. And while the Compass Report is a complete holistic retirement analysis that compares a before and after path, right, where you're currently headed with reasonable assumptions and where you could be headed and the likely outcomes of a more holistic path, there are certain components within the Compass Report, that I really enjoy showcasing, and we are going to do so today. So to that end, what we're going to do for the first six today to call in and set up a free visit with us, we're going to give you two things within the Compass Report. The first is called a tax scorecard, and the second, a retirement buffer analysis. We're going to showcase them for you today, but we'll do those two slices for you for free when you're one of the first six to call in and set up a free visit with us at Whispering Brook Financial. The phone number is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. You can also visit us on the web at wealthmapradio.com. That's the name of our show, and at Whispering Brook Financial. We have retired many, many times by virtue of our clients. We know by experience that life can become volatile, and not just your money, of course, but life itself. We know that having a map to help navigate the journey of retirement is a critical component to your success. So wealthmapradio.com is another way you can learn about us a little bit, set your own appointment there. And again, if you're one of the first six today, we are doing the tax scorecard and retirement buffer analysis for you for free. And as a kind of a personal note, I've been reading the book called Hidden Potential by Adam Grant, and he's an organizational psychologist, and this is a best-selling book, so many of his that are. There is a great quote that I've just really clung to it ever since reading it. It says this: when people can't see a path, they stop dreaming of the destination. Think about that.
You know, a lot of times as retirement planners, we end up kind of playing armchair psychologist, as you might imagine, for many clients. And, you know, that's another thing we're veterans of. So I've thought about that quote quite a bit over this past week. And many of you have come in to see us and know the type of report the firm does. And at Whispering Brook Financial, we often do a comparison of paths, right? Meaning your current path, where you're likely headed with no changes, and then what we call a revised, more holistic path, which is where you could be headed with a few alterations. And many times, that revised, holistic path is a tax-free path, or at least very tax-efficient. So in other words, it's an analysis that shows different destinations for you. Having hundreds of clients and having met with thousands of people over our careers, we can tell you with some authority, I think, that many people dream of a destination. They dream of what, you know, and I'm going to call the destination retirement. They have an idea of what it will be, what it might look like, the things they will do, the places they will travel. They have imagined it. And I've bet, guys, look, I bet you've done a bit of that too. I mean, I know I have. And sometimes people, as we meet with them, we find that they've done pretty darn well in forging a path to that destination. But sometimes we find that's not the case also. What we have found is that when people see a clear path to their destination, they are full of hope. They are happier. And yes, I'm talking about retirement planning now. They are happier. They are healthier in all ways. So while retirement planning does involve a lot of math, and after all, in the end, we're just a bunch of nerds. But that's true. But the end result, when done right, is about hope, happiness, and health. Now, look, there are some cautionary tales. It is fairly common when experiencing meeting with a new client for the first time that they might believe they are headed toward a certain destination that they're excited about, but they are in fact on a path that will not lead to where they thought, or there's a very low chance that it will lead to where they thought. Now, what do I mean? Okay, here we go. Many times people have used unrealistic expectations in their planning. Many times people, or again, their advisors, have not accounted properly for certain things such as taxes, the inevitability of increasing taxes, of inflation and market volatility. Long-term care, estate planning, they've never really done this to the extent they need to. They've never quantified, for example, their retirement tax bill, something we call a tax scorecard. They've never quantified what inflation will do to their future retirement income. And yeah, especially those who are already retired as well. No matter where you are, the things and the principles we share are relevant. And perhaps they've never really calculated what rate of return they need to counter that inflation, or consider this, how to profit from inflation. How many times do we hear, oh yeah, we got to do something to defend against inflation, to counter inflation? Guys, there are so many strategies out there that will allow you to profit from inflation. Or perhaps they've never been shown what negative market volatility will do to their retirement assets when they start drawing on them, actually start using money from them. This is something called sequence of return risk, and how that can shorten the lifespan of your retirement assets by a decade or more. Many times people simply use a flat constant rate of return as an assumption when they project forward. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, you can't do that. Yet that's what most do, even advisors. That is far insufficient. So when we do compass reports, which shows current path with all of those factors and more that we've been discussing included, and the likely outcomes of that current path, many times it's not so exciting. And again, this is often because of overlooked variables or improperly accounting for risks or other conditions, even by their advisors. And that is because, technically, most advisors are not actually retirement planners. They are, you know, investment managers or perhaps insurance agents. Those are very different disciplines than a true retirement planner. Retirement planning is what our whole team at Whispering Brook Financial is dedicated to, has been dedicated to, and further, holistic tax-free retirement planning is our firm's core competency. Now, a Compass report happily also contains a revised holistic path, which I often refer to as part two of the Compass report. And this is where we show you, in your specific situation, how you can create multiple streams of tax-free income, how you can possibly get all the way to the 0% tax bracket or as darn close as possible, how you can solve or greatly mitigate sequence of return risk, and how to potentially improve the longevity of your assets by a decade or more. Those are the common results that we find from a Compass report. Within that Compass report is a tax scorecard analysis and a retirement buffer report. Now, the tax scorecard shows you what taxes throughout your retirement might look like for you. I'd be willing to bet most of you have not seen the other side of the pre-tax equation. It is startling to see just how tax hostile 401ks, IRAs, and other qualified accounts become when you start using them, and how much collateral damage they can cause to other parts of your retirement. The tax scorecard also shows you some solutions to that tax bomb and compares those solutions. So that's one thing we're giving away today. The second thing is the retirement buffer analysis that shows you how negative volatility from the stock market or any, you know, type of volatile market seriously impacts your retirement assets when drawing on them, and how much risk you have of running out of money from 10,000 random simulations, and also possible solutions to that sequence of return risk. We'd like to do those two things for you for free without any obligation if you're one of the first six today to call in and set up a free visit with us at Whispering Brook Financial and help you begin the path to a more holistic, rewarding retirement. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. Or visit us at wealthmapradio.com. When people can't see a path, they stop dreaming of the destination. What a great quote from Adam Grant's new book. We want to help you see the path more clearly with these two pieces of the Compass Report so that you can dream of the destination and see it more clearly to be more full of hope, happier, and healthier in all ways. Whether you're in retirement already or still working toward it, this applies. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Okay, let's line things up for a short example of the power of a comprehensive Compass report. If we consider the case of Paul and Reba, we find that this was the lay of the land for them when they first came to see us. They were both 56 years old and had been decently successful. They were on their second marriage each, and so, you know, they'd built up some wisdom from tough times, and perhaps some of you know that road. Currently, they have a 401k with about $480,000 in it built up, and they contribute 10% a year to it, but only the first 5% is matched. They are putting money into the pre-tax side only, not the Roth side, so let's note that. They have a traditional IRA with about $250,000 in it and are contributing on a non-deductible basis $7,500 a year to it. Okay, why non-deductible basis? Well, because they have a 401k at work, and when that's the case, and with the amount of money they make, they cannot make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, but they can still contribute just using after-tax money, all right? So $250,000 in the IRA, excuse me, $7,500 a year non-deductible going toward it. They also have a taxable brokerage account with about $150,000 in it. They want to retire at age 67, at which time they will have about $33,000 a year in Social Security income. Because they have some longevity in their family, they want to plan through age 100. And look, guys, I know this isn't your situation exactly. Don't let that bother you. I want you to get the principles. Their effective tax rate's about 21% currently, and look, rightfully so, they are concerned about the future of taxes. I mean, they know our national debt is closing in on $37 trillion. Our unfunded liabilities are well north of $200 trillion. They know that those facts are not going anywhere but up. So they're concerned about the future of taxes. Aside from that, they have some concerns that, you know, most people generally have when they come to see us. Do we have enough money to last? How much can we safely expect income-wise from our assets? How can we best account for inflation? How can we mitigate market losses and make sure our money lasts? And of course, how can we make our income tax-free in retirement or to the greatest extent possible? As always, the Compass Report starts with their current path. The first thing we did was run their tax scorecard on their retirement accounts, which are all pre-tax accounts in this case. This quick x-ray takes their current account values and assumes they just follow conventional wisdom, which is delay, 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 defer taxes forever if you can. And it then takes a look at what the taxes on their RMDs, their required minimum distributions, would be, what taxes on reinvested RMDs in a taxable account might look like, what their heirs would pay when they inherit the qualified accounts, and what the taxes on their Social Security would be due to those qualified pre-tax accounts. I want you to remember very clearly that Social Security on its own is tax-free. 401ks and IRAs and other things, but those are the main culprits, cause Social Security to become unnecessarily taxable, something we call collateral damage. So that is a tax burden, right? Taxes on Social Security is a burden that we lay at the feet of qualified retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs, since they are more often than not the culprits of that collateral taxation. The tax scorecard is really just a preliminary but impactful look. So let's take a look at theirs. Between their 401k and IRA, Paul and Reba have about $730,000 so far in pre-tax money. Here are the results from their tax scorecard. The taxes on their RMDs would be around $668,000. Again, we're planning through age 100 here. Now, in this case, we assume they don't need the RMDs and that they save them or reinvest them. Where can you save them? When you're retired, can you contribute to a Roth IRA? Nope, you don't have earned income, so sorry. You must redeploy or reinvest those RMDs, if you don't need them, into a tax-hostile account. CDs, money market accounts, a brokerage account, those kind of things. That creates another $445,000 taxes in tax. The inheritance tax, what's this? Well, an IRA and 401k are probably the worst vehicles ever invented to pass on wealth. The worst. The heirs, whether they take it quickly or say over 10 years, will pay somewhere around $178,000 in taxes. My gosh, you're starting to say to yourselves, how many bites at the apple does the IRS get here? Well, one more at least. Social Security taxes for Paul and Reba are about $153,000 and change due to the 401k and IRA. All told, about $1.4 million, almost $1.5 million in total taxes throughout their retirement. And that's assuming taxes didn't rise at all. But, I mean, the Trump cuts are scheduled to expire next year, aren't they? And look, I think there will be an extension on those. But even if there isn't an extension, or even if there is the government likely to need more or less money in the future? I mean, come on. More, of course. So what if we assumed that taxes normalized in a few years, which means they go up about 20% as a ratio from where they are now? That's what they would have to increase to get back to historical norms. That would take Paul and Reba's tax rate from about 21% to 25.2%. Now, if we assume that reversion to the mean, to the averages, to the long-term averages, happened in a few years, it's not $1.45 million, it becomes $1.7 million in total taxes throughout retirement. That is the first part of the tax scorecard. And obviously, look, this is just preliminary, too. This was shocking to Paul and Reba. But that's why they were here, right? That's why they came in. They wanted to see the X-ray. The retirement tax bill, this what we're looking at, is only part of the equation. We still need to see what their bottom line net spendable income looks like on their current path, don't we? So let's move on to that portion of the Compass report. Taking all of their assets and projecting forward at reasonable rates of return, remember they're 56 now and they want to retire at 67. If we project forward, we get a net income, assuming taxes did not rise at all in the future, which is kind of laughable, a net income of just shy of $105,000 per year throughout retirement from age 67 to 100. That's now all sources. All sources for them are taxable. The 401k and the IRA, the capital gains in the brokerage account, the Social Security income. And that's one, of course, that really irks me a lot, right? In their case, 85% of their Social Security income is taxable at their highest marginal tax rate because of their 401k and IRA. That's collateral taxation. Those two accounts cause the majority of those unnecessary taxes on Social Security. It's so unfortunate. And it's usually very avoidable with proper planning. And it's really frustrating for so many people to learn that they're qualified. They're like, wait a minute, I was told to max out my 401k, and here it is causing all this collateral taxation on Social Security that wouldn't have otherwise been, and therefore I got to take out more money than I was planning to make up for that additional taxation and threaten the longevity of my retirement assets suddenly. You see what I'm talking about here? But still, we're right at about $105,000 net after taxes altogether, and you might think, well, that's not too shabby. Inflation, when we adjust it for inflation, makes it about $75,000 a year instead when they first enter retirement. And really, this does assume taxes did not increase. And I do think that's a laughable and reckless assumption. When they do rise, Paul and Reba's outlook certainly becomes less because they are highly vulnerable to tax increases because every single account they have is taxable along the way or procrastinating the tax bomb until the future. But for right now, for simplicity's sake, this gives us a baseline. Current path, net spendable income, $105,000 a year net. That's part one of the Compass report. We want to do this for you. See what your current path might be. We haven't even gotten to the solutions yet. So I invite you, be one of the first six today to set up your free visit with us. We will do your tax scorecard analysis and retirement buffer report, two powerful components of the Compass report, for free. We will also give you a copy of Adam Grant's best-selling book, Hidden Potential. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. Okay, now, going to work behind the scenes, we created a revised holistic path, which again is part two of the Compass report, and this shows you how to create multiple streams of tax-free income and the potential outcomes for that path. And then we'll compare, right? So here for them is the approach, and remembering that every client is unique. They are contributing 10% to the pre-tax side of the 401k, but only the first 5% is matched. No good. Contribute only what is required to get the full match when considering investing on the pre-tax side. The rest should be invested on the Roth side or go to a Roth IRA. So that was the first move we made for Paul and Reba, 5% to the pre-tax, getting the full match, and the other 5% they were contributing to the Roth side to start accumulating tax-free wealth. Second, that non-deductible contribution they were making toward the traditional IRA, remember that? They were putting $7,500 after taxes to the traditional IRA. No good. That's using after-tax money to create tax-deferred money or tax-procrastinated money, contributing to the future tax bomb. So we should be doing that. The contributions need to be redirected toward a tax-free environment if we're going to use after-tax money, right? I mean, that makes sense. So we recapture that $7,500 per year and put it toward a Roth IRA. Third, we need to reposition assets from the tax-procrastinated environment, which delays taxes until the future, when taxes are all but certain to be higher than they are today, to a tax-free environment. The vehicles in the tax-free column or category are Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, and life insurance retirement plans, or LIRPs. Paul and Reba have a 401k with about $480,000 and an IRA with $250,000. All tax hostile, all tax procrastination. We have some pretty sophisticated software that helps us with this, and without getting really complex over the air, suffice it to say that we created a conversion schedule over the next 6 years that moved substantial portions of their 401k to the tax-free column using Roth conversions. Not everything was converted by design. There will still be a pre-tax balance in the 401k on purpose, and you'll see why when we put it all together. Next, the IRA has about $250,000 in it. They're only 56 years old, so we can't withdraw money without penalty. We could convert money to a Roth IRA, but withholding the taxes from the conversion counts as a withdrawal, as silly as that is, and creates the same pre-age 59.5 penalty on that amount being withheld for taxes. That's no good. So what do we do instead? Well, there is a little-known and highly underutilized provision of the IRS code called 72T. This provision allows us to take substantially equal periodic payments from an IRA while being under 59.5 years old without penalty. Do you see how working with people that actually specialize in holistic retirement planning can make a big difference? There's some math behind this, but for the sake of simplicity, let's say that 72T amount, that distribution, is about $30,000 a year. One of the rules is that we have to do that for 5 years, in their case, which is fine. After tax withholding, we have about $23,700 left over. And we'll do that for 6 years and use it in a LIRP conversion. What does all of that add up to? What does it create for Paul and Reba that is better than their current path outlook? Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute because we've got to take a break. But I will give you a sneak peek that we will show them getting all the way to the 0% tax bracket. We will show you how they created 4 streams of tax-free income and more than $800,000 of additional income throughout their retirement. So definitely stick around for that. We want to do your tax scorecard and retirement buffer analysis for you for free. Let us show you. Let us put our best foot forward and show you what might be possible in your situation, what creating multiple streams of tax-free income could do compared to your current path. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. We'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a compass report is vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully experience life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your compass report, there's no predetermined agenda, no preset outcome. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. The last thing anyone wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet, the threats are real. Legislative changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare and long-term care costs. We can't guard against every risk, but one thing we've learned, predictability is more valuable than potential. We help create predictable income streams, insulate you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in enduring principles. Because when you have a foundation of tax-free income you can't outlive, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show when these principles are in place, you live longer, healthier, and yes, more fully. So let the journey begin with your personalized compass report. Visit wealthmapradio.com to learn more about our team and process, or call us to schedule your complimentary visit at 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. With Wealth Map Radio and Whispering Brook Financial, we arm you with the tools for the most important journey, yours.
Saddling up here for Act 2 of the Wealth Map Radio Show today, thank you for hanging out with us. We have been going through a very common and typical case study with Paul and Reba, but this case study of this Compass report is typical of what we see just about every week at Whispering Brook Financial. And even though, yes, I know it's not your exact situation, still the principles and concepts, you can see how they might apply to you. But to that end, we would like to do for you your own personalized, tailored Compass report. 484-600-6512 is the phone number, and here's what we're doing. If you're one of the first six today to call in and set up your free visit with us, we are doing for you the tax scorecard and retirement buffer analysis. Both of those are contained within the Compass report, absolutely free. We want to show you what we can do to help you. It's our opportunity to impress you. 484-600-6512. That's for the first six to call and set up their visit with us. It does take us 4 to 5 hours to do these. This is, again, there's nothing cookie cutter about it. So you have confidence that what you are receiving is personalized to you, that the team, our team, has dug in. We've done our homework. We've done our due diligence. We've spent the time with you to understand what you want out of your retirement. What would make those golden years truly golden? The other way you can set an appointment with us or a free visit is go to wealthmapradio.com. That's the radio page for the, it's the landing page or website for the radio show here, wealthmapradio.com. You can go there and read a little bit more about our process. You can see our calendar. You can choose your time. Or 484-600-6512. Remember that for us, the word RETIRE is an acronym that helps encapsulate what holistic planning means to us. The acronym RETIRE, R is retirement, E, estate planning, T is tax planning, I is income planning. The second R is risk management, so that when all of those are done properly, which is the point of a Compass report, you can, E, have more enjoyment. That's the acronym RETIRE. The company is Whispering Brook Financial. The website is wealthmapradio.com. We called the show The Wealth Map because something we know so clearly, having helped so many people retire over the years, is that a map is absolutely needed for the retirement journey, because there are ups and downs everywhere in this journey. There's volatility in life. There's volatility in retirement planning, no matter how good the plans are. There's volatility with money, with taxes, with all of those things. Laws change. Political winds change. It's volatile out there. You need veterans that have been there, that can help you, that have by experience been there, not just because they passed an exam or read something in a, you know, in a financial column one day, or they studied a little bit. No. Listen, we have retired hundreds of times by virtue of our clients, right? By proxy of our clients. We know what tends to work. And we know what tends not to work by vast experience. 484-600-6512. Okay, let's turn back to Paul and Reba and the case study we're doing of their Compass report. So part one of the Compass report, remember, is their current path. What does their current path look like? And we found that after it was all said and done, net of taxes and everything, they would have about $105,000 a year net of taxes from age 67 through 100. When you are starting to live on your retirement accounts, you must stress test them. You must use variable rates of return, even if they do average 7 or 5 or 8 or whatever you want it to do. You cannot assume a flat rate of return. Well, look, we did for the case of simplicity. Just know that your Compass report will be full of stress testing. But we've got $105,000 net after tax as our baseline. We need to do better. Since then, we have went to work. We did Roth conversions, Roth contributions, changed where some of the contributions at work are going to, on what side of the 401k. We've done LERP conversions. We've rearranged their Social Security. Now, where are we? Let's come back and look what is the aftermath now of all this planning that we've done. The first stream of income, now we're on part two of their Compass report, the more holistic path. The first stream of income would be the Roth accounts, the Roth 401k, Roth IRA, and Roth conversions that we affected. That leg spits out a tax-free $55,000 a year and change. The second tax-free stream of income are the LERP conversions we did. That spits out another $17,600 and change. Thirdly, Social Security. This now becomes a tax-free leg of retirement or stream as well, because now they are not predominantly or heavily relying on traditional 401ks or traditional IRAs. They're relying on Roths and LERPs, LIRPs, or life insurance retirement plans. I want you to get this with me right now. There are only two retirement instruments that do not cause collateral taxation on your Social Security. They are Roth accounts, IRAs or 401ks, and life insurance retirement plans, or LIRPs. That is it. So because of proper planning, because of relying on Roths and LERPs, now their entire $33,000 of Social Security income is completely tax-free. And that's our third stream of tax-free income for Paul and Reba. Now, something we don't talk about a lot, and I'm going to mention this, are surcharges on Medicare premiums. This is called IRMA, I-R-M-A-A. Traditional IRAs and 401ks, along with a whole bunch of other things, do indeed cause additional surcharges on your Medicare premiums for those who have done well. It's kind of like a success tax. And to me, a surcharge, well, what's a surcharge? Well, that's just another word for taxes, isn't it? But as you might guess, just like Roth accounts and LIRPs do not cause collateral taxation against your Social Security, like everything else does, they also do not cause the collateral damage of IRMA surcharges on your Medicare premiums. So I'm just going to note that and we're going to move on. All right, so that's the first three streams of tax-free income. Let's get a fourth. Why don't we? We did indeed leave a certain amount of pre-tax dollars in both their 401k and IRA. Remember that? We did not convert all of those to a LERP or a Roth by design. Why not? Well, there is something out there called the standard deduction, isn't there? You see, everyone gets the standard deduction. And this year, the standard deduction, if you're married and 65 or older, filing jointly, is $33,100. What that means is that the first $33,100 of normally taxable income, like distributions from IRAs and 401ks, is not taxable. The standard deduction wipes it away. And look, I know a lot of you understand the standard deduction. So as long as we can keep the distributions from Paul and Reba's remaining amounts in that pre-tax 401k and traditional IRA under the standard deduction, then those distributions or withdrawals will come out totally tax-free. And here we have structured it so that that is the case, where Paul and Reba will take an additional $23,500 from their IRA and 401k, which is well under the standard deduction, making that our fourth stream of tax-free income. I have to say this is my absolute favorite one, this fourth one, because all that money went in pre-tax, and with proper planning, reallocation, and redistribution to other tax-free accounts, leaving the proper amount in them, though, we're able to judiciously use the standard deduction to get those remaining amounts out totally tax-free. Pre-tax in, tax-free out. Okay, so the first two streams of tax-free income, the Roths and the LERPs, are tax-free because they are. That's the rules. That's the law. The Social Security and traditional IRA pre-tax 401k distributions are tax-free now because of proper planning. See that? Okay, so altogether, We have the Roths, the Roth 401k, Roth IRA tax-free, the LERP tax-free, the Social Security tax-free, the IRA and 401k tax-free because of the standard deduction. Now, what was their initial, their current paths, net income projection? Do you remember? All in, net after tax, about $105,000 a year from age 67 through 100. If taxes never rose, if they never had a down year whatsoever, you know, all those ifs. If taxes rose even just a few percentage points, that estimate drops by thousands of dollars per year and perhaps hundreds of thousands over their retirement. Well, now, doing some proper planning, we get a tax-free income totaling just shy of $130,000 per year from age 67 to 100, in their revised, more holistic path. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a net increase of 24% conservatively. We can likely refine and increase that further with some asset sequencing on the withdrawals, adding a buffer strategy, and some fee reduction. But just on the surface, we're already 24% better. What does that translate to? I'm going to tell you, about $850,000 of additional retirement income for Paul and Reba. That is not a small difference. Holistic tax-free retirement planning is the answer. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. I want you to understand clearly a couple of things between these two comparisons, their current path and the more holistic path, the revised path. The same asset levels, or the same money, the same amounts of money, were on the table in both scenarios. In other words, it was even across the board, same amount of money. The rates of return are the same in both scenarios. The same. The only difference was tax-efficient planning in the holistic path versus tax-hostile or tax-procrastination planning in their current path. Their current path is extremely tax-hostile. Everything they have in their current path is vulnerable to taxes now and in the future. And will the government need more or less money in the future? It's not a trick question. Their revised holistic path takes that risk away. It goes almost to zero. By the time Paul and Reba enter retirement, because of wise planning, taking action, they have effectively placed themselves in the 0% tax bracket. This is an amazing feeling, and we help clients do it every week. We put them on a path, right? Hence the compass report, right? Get on the right path. This is a very powerful but common example of a compass report, and something, this case study that we're doing right here, typifies what we see all the time. So I repeat again that great quote I mentioned in the beginning. When people can't see a path, they stop dreaming about the destination. When taxes inevitably rise in the future, Paul and Reba are no longer vulnerable to those increases, or at least they are highly insulated against them. They see their destination more clearly and confidently. And yes, people often do an embarrassing happy dance when we get through showing them their plan and the potential outcomes of those plans. We want to help you see that more holistic path. I invite you, take action. Be one of the first six today to call and set up a free visit with our firm at Whispering Brook Financial. Get your tax scorecard and retirement buffer analysis done. See what might be possible for you with tax-free and holistic planning in place. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. And when you're one of the first six today, we'll also give you a copy of Adam Grant's new book called Hidden Potential, just for hanging out with us. I think you'll find it a highly entertaining and insightful book. wealthmapradio.com or 484-600-6512. Okay, I figure we ought to get to a specific retirement buffer analysis, one that is, again, typical of what we see just about every day. And let's say here that Georgia, and now she came to see us in 2024, and she had about $1 million in her IRA. And about that time, she was heavily invested into equities, in fact, all in equities, and riding the ups and downs. And it had been going really great. It's going right now, if that's your allocation, right? But sometimes you have to have a steel stomach for that kind of allocation or waiting. And many people have really short memories of the pain of down years. I mean, we see it all the time in the office that the sky is absolutely falling when the market is down. And then when it turns around, that pain and worry evaporates entirely, and life is just grand. It's a very emotional roller coaster that a buffer strategy can help alleviate. So back to Georgia, when she came in with her $1 million IRA, she wanted to test a couple of things. And this is exactly what the buffer strategy is designed, or buffer analysis is designed to do. First, she wanted to see how her assets would do in providing income if called upon to do so. And second, what her sequence of return risk would look like. Well, we ran her a retirement buffer report, and in so doing, we rewind back to the beginning of the century and take a look at what that would tell us from a historical lens. If she had started in 2000 with her $1 million IRA, that would have been worth, at the end of 2023, because again, she met with us in 2024, using just the raw returns of the S&P 500, it would be worth roughly $3.2 million, okay, built up over that 24-year period, through all the ups and the downs, the dot-com bubble, the 2008 crash, COVID crash, 2022, just riding through all the good and bad times. Her standard deviation, which is how the industry describes total risk, would have been about 17.5%, meaning that on a regular basis, her returns would fluctuate 17.5% above her average return and 17.5% below her average return. What's the average of the S&P 500's raw return since the turn of the century? At this time, about 6.6% per year on average. I'm getting a little technical with you, but I want you to stay with me. Her standard deviation or total risk is pretty high. 17.5% fluctuations above and below her average return is quite a bit. And from there, we look at something called a Sharpe ratio, sometimes called a risk-adjusted return. This is just a raw number, not a percentage. And her Sharpe ratio, in this, rewinding to the beginning of the century and looking through history, would have been at 0.24. Now, if that doesn't mean much to you, it's not great. It means a lot of volatility had to be endured for the provided return. Okay, so now let's go introduce a buffer strategy for Georgia. She is 66 years old and looking to mitigate risk, but wants to see if we can enhance return at the same time. I mean, doesn't everybody? As a side note, I mean, that's exactly what a Sharpe ratio is designed to show. So just hang on and we'll see. The buffer strategy introduced to Georgia is an account that has a guaranteed 0% floor, meaning if the market goes negative, she does not, or at least the portion of her account that is allocated there. So, in other words, the three negative years in a row of the dot-com bubble, 2001 and 02, 2008, the COVID crash, 2022, none of that would have negatively impacted her money. In this buffer strategy, there would never have been a recovery period. Okay, so that's downside protection. Next, she gets 65% of the upward movement of the market. So in terms of absolute return, her upside capture is the technical term, is 65%. And those captured returns are locked in every year contractually. The analysis showed she should have about 60% of her IRA allocated to that buffer strategy and leave the other 40% in the market, in the equities, so a 40 to 60 mix. Now, the question isn't which of these is better, you know, all market or all buffer, but no, because they each have their merits. The question is, what should the allocation be between the two? Let's see if this increases her experience at all. I mean, what would the ending balance in her $1 million IRA be if we rewound back to the beginning of the century and held it through 2023? So again, about $3.2 million on its own. Now adding in that buffer strategy, 60% of the allocation to the buffer, 40% to the market, the ending balance would have been $4.4 million, a $1.2 million increase. Why? Because 60% of her portfolio no longer had negative years, no such thing as a recovery period, and the gains were contractually locked in once earned on an annual basis. We have a technical term for that. It's called awesome. What about her standard deviation or total risk? Remember, it was 17.5%, which is pretty high. Now it's 11.16%. which is a reduction of total risk of 36%. Not a small number. So increasing the end result by over $1 million while decreasing her total market risk significantly. That makes a lot of sense. What about the Sharpe ratio? And again, the Sharpe ratio is sometimes called a risk-adjusted return. What it tells us is that if risk were exactly the same between two comparatives, right? And it never is. But if it were, which one would give us more return for each unit of risk? Answer, her Sharpe ratio was 0.24. Now it is 0.52. It has more than doubled. In all areas so far, Georgia's situation has vastly improved because of the buffer strategy. Higher asset levels, less downside capture, less volatility and risk, and also vastly improved risk-adjusted returns or Sharpe ratios. Now, compliance makes me say this disclosure when we're talking about returns, that past performance is not a guarantee or indicative of future results. Okay, that is definitely true, but you get the concept that I'm sharing here. What the next layer of the retirement buffer analysis shows is something called IPA, or income production ability. I want you to get this. A strategy's potential IPA, income production ability, is a significant metric that needs to be considered. The bottom line in retirement planning is net spendable income. Whether or not you take the income from an asset or an account isn't the point. We must judge different strategies by their IPA, or potential income production ability. So getting back to Georgia and her $1 million IRA, and again, rewinding back to the beginning of the century, she asked us to test her accounts with the 4% rule. This is the famous or infamous rule that says if you only take out 4% of your initial account balance and with inflation as you go, you should not run out of money. Well, let's test that for Georgia. If she had followed that rule in 2000, her IRA, starting in 2000, again, rewinding, right? Her IRA would have run completely dry in 2017. In fact, out of 10,000 random simulations, this approach only succeeded 53% of the time. Ladies and gentlemen, I probably don't need to spell that out for you, but that is 4,700 failures. That is not a passing grade. Now, even though the S&P 500's raw return since the turn of the century is 6.6%, and we're only taking out 4%, it still runs out of money. Why? The sequence or order of those returns matters. It matters a lot. In fact, we'd have to lower the withdrawal rate to only 2.2% in this case for Georgia's money to last through the end of 2023. Again, we were meeting in 2024. Even less, though, if we wanted it to have money left over at the end of that time. I mean, for heaven's sakes, does that make your stomach hurt a little bit? It certainly did George's. Now, we already showed that adding a buffer account with 60% of the allocation going to that buffer account or that buffer strategy gave her over $1.2 million in additional balance at the end of that time period. But what about the IPA? What about the income production ability? Because, see, now we're testing income production ability, not just the growth balance. Using the 60% allocation toward that same buffer strategy here, not only does her money last all the way through that time period, providing the income she wanted to test, but she still had over $770,000 left over in her IRA. Running our common 10,000 random simulations, we found 92% of the time a success, meaning that this approach succeeds 92% of the time instead of only 53% of the time as her IRA stands now. Now imagine if that buffer strategy were also tax-free. Do you see the power of this? This is only part of the Compass Report, but we'd like to do your retirement buffer report as well as the tax scorecard analysis for free. I invite you, be one of the first six today. Call and set up a free visit with our team at Whispering Brook Financial. It's 484-600-6512, or just go to wealthmapradio.com. If you're not finding an open time, you know, chances are we can make it work. Just give us a buzz. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. I want you to realize, I want you to know that the results we're talking about from the Compass Report example with Paul and Reba, that the retirement buffer strategy here for Georgia, guys, these are not small differences, but they do not happen by accident. It does not happen just because or by default. You must take decisive action, meeting with planners who know what the heck they are doing and have vast experience in this particular area of the industry. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today on Wealth Map Radio.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of Whispering Brook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or applied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Whispering Brook Financial nor CVAC Worth are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio or by calling 484-600-6512.